The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Hold it.
You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
The Gentle Silverwing Show for November 23rd of 2010. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailing of fine armors, the maker of cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Alcantara!
Hailing greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to our in-game chat channel. That's GUK.OGR, which is up and running 24/7. Where the OGR elite come to meet. I think I need to turn up my volume here. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elquin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing okay.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Still working on the house? All right, try that again.
I said, yeah, still working on the house.
Still working on the house. Well, so am I. I've moved into the Miss Moore estate as well. Well, now that I got the size issue worked out with the theater, I think it'll be all right. I just set up benches and chairs and stuff only where the, only within the vocal range. So I don't have to, start a channel or something. So I think that'll work out. And I've got to say, I've outdone myself here as far as the design is concerned. You haven't seen it yet.
No, I've been busy working on my place.
You're not allowed to be busy working on your place. You need to look at mine.
Why?
Guys. Well, you can come by and visit anytime.
I know. Well, I've got my library done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still got to... The last things I do is lighting and pictures, or pictures and lighting, something around those. And I've got the next room done with the bar and the, entertainment area, I guess what you call it. And I just did the front entranceway. Mm-hmm. And now I'm working out in the open.
Now, myself, I usually start with the pictures... lighting and go around that. I just find that the in-game pictures and stuff actually it makes a room. It makes it or breaks it.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm going to hang where yet.
Yeah.
See? And this way I can go through and figure out what I'm going to hang where.
Mm-hmm. Well, you act like you actually designed a plan or something. I don't plan this crap.
I do. Oh, you think it's been taking me so long?
I don't know. I thought you just liked doing it. You're just dragging it out.
Mm-mm. this is taking me forever because I'm, you know, I get these ideas, but then sometimes they don't quite work out. Like, it took me forever to do the bar because I wasn't sure. You know, I don't want to do what everybody else has done. Right. You know?
Well,
I had to come up with something different in the area that I would like to put a bar and then make it work. Mm-hmm. Which I think I did. I don't know.
I like the way you set up your bar. I think it looks good. And of course, for anyone who would like to go see our places, we are in the Mistmore Crag Estates. Elgin Jenna's is in Freeport, and Jethel's is in Kinos, and both are open to the public.
The thing is, I don't want to go see yours because I don't want to steal any of your ideas yet.
Well, I only have the theater set up. That's it. That's all I have. I'm still working on it.
Well, I know what the theater looks like, so... Anyway, I'm going out into the open, and... You know, I'm not going to do a fish tank this time. I have a bloody ocean down there, and I have these boats down there in the ocean, so I'm just going to put the fish down there.
Sure, why not?
Do a fucking fish tank this time. It's like, why? I have a whole ocean. I'll just go dump the fish in there.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why not.
Because you can play around in the boat down there, and you can play around on the little knoll or the little island-type rock out there. And
yeah, but, without... but isn't it a sunken ship?
Yeah, well, it's a broken ship. A broken, sunken ship, yeah.
Hmm.
So.
Got to figure out what in the world to do with the rest of this place. I may just, you know, this place is so big, I may block some of it off.
You always do that. You give up. So big, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to block it off.
Well, I block it off until I figure out what to do with it.
No, you never do. You never open stuff up.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
What are you talking about? When was the last time you saw me with a blocked off room?
Well, not since you took over the skiff.
No, even before then, I didn't have any blocked off rooms.
I mean, the only room I might block off is my bedroom, but you know, the bed's up there. I haven't put the hot tub in there, and I haven't got the bathroom in there yet, but I want to get the majority of my stuff out into the open and see what I got left as far as room. Right. You know, I'm up to 600 pieces already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it goes fast.
Let me see here. I have 577 items in the moving crate itself. I have 217 items placed. And I did buy one of those extenders from the marketplace. So now I have 800 no matter where I go. Well, as long as it's, you know, a large size house. So I have an extra 200 spaces no matter where I move to. And yeah, Alexandra on the Antonia Bale server pretty much hit it right on the head. I do that, I get everything ready, and then I move. That's pretty much it. I don't know, I like change. I just like change. But yeah, I was telling Alexandria before the show started, once I get this set up, I will be opening the Silver Rose again. Have performances and stuff.
Stuff.
Performances, songs, poetry, dancing.
Erotic dancing, perhaps.
I think Elkin ought to come down here and do some stripping.
Yeah. I don't think so. Mm.
I just don't know what I'm going to do with the south wing. That's where you have your bedroom set up?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do up there. I'll figure something out, I'm sure. But
it's just, yeah, I'm going to put my hot tub and bathroom up there.
It's just an odd-shaped room.
I know, but you can. It's possible to make it work.
Yeah.
I think.
I'll figure something out. Maybe, someday. Got enough room here, that's for shit sure.
Do 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 do.
Okay.
You know.
So let's see. I have notes. So let's see what we got here. Deaths. No noticeable deaths. Notable deaths, I should say. Not noticeable. No notable deaths. Nobody that I know of, anyway. Of course, a lot of people died last week. Just no one that I've ever heard of. Birthdays. We do have two birthdays to note this week. Liliac from the Moonshadows, also known as Malvina, and God knows how many other alts. She has like three accounts. But currently mostly playing Liliac, so happy birthday to her. And our good buddy Grimwell.
When was Grimwell's birthday?
It's Friday, Saturday? It's Friday, the 26th. They're not saying how old he's going to be. He's formerly of EverQuest. He is currently with, what's the name of the company?
Zynga.
Zynga, who does Farmville and Frontierville. He's with them. I've been trying to get him on the show. Not sure if Zynga's going to let him.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But anyway, Grimwell, of course, friend of the show, friend of ours. Wish him well. I wish we could have him on the show, but if Zynga doesn't want him on, then that's Zynga. But we'd love to have him back. Oh, and Alexandria is saying that hers is this Friday as well. And that's Jolin in the Legion of Kith Corps, by the way. So for Grimwell, Liliac, and Alexandria / Jolin... Here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, so happy birthday to you three. Congratulations on living another year. I'm getting word from an anonymous source who wants to know if I want to announce how old she is. I'm not going to do that. And now I think someone is about to get a beaten. I don't want to know, and I would not announce it. Not for her, anyway. I'm pretty sure she'd reach through the computer and throttle me. That's all right, though. So congratulations, happy birthday. Let's see what other notes we got going on here. Here's a big one. Well, sort of. Disney announces that Tangled, the new movie coming out that's based on Rapunzel, will be the last princess movie. There will be no more fairy tale princess movies from Disney.
Aww.
Disney, of course, famous for the fairy tale princess genre. But they said, that's it. It's all been done. I think they've pretty much gone through the lore of the lands and have worn out their welcome. Yeah, I guess they're going to be concentrating more on their 3D and live action movies. They're not giving up animation by any stretch of the means, but no more princess stories. No more princess stories. I got that from Yahoo Entertainment News.
So what are they going to do then?
Well, like I said, they're going to be concentrating more on their live action movies, which, they've got their hat in just about everything lately. And they'll come up with more animation and stuff like that, of course, but they're just not going to be focusing on princess stories anymore. So you can count on the 5 to 12-year-old little girl demographic dropping. Either that or they're just figuring out that maybe their audience is just maybe they've done surveys and stuff like that, and you know what? The princess movies just ain't doing it anymore. Know what I mean?
No more pretty princess.
Yep, no new princess movies. Tangled will be the last one. All right, news for the holidays. We are going to have a very special guest for the holidays. Because joining us here at Casa de Silverwing...
Casa de Silverwing.
...will be my mother. My mom's coming up for almost a month. From the 14th of December to the 4th. Maybe I can even talk her into coming on the show and telling everyone what a hellraiser I was when I was a kid. That's right, Jethro was a little demon when he was a kid, go figure. So, she'll be here for a while. Are you sure you want to do this?
Why?
Stuck with my mom for 3 weeks.
That's a bad... You say it like it's a bad thing.
Oh, I think it'll be fine. The only thing I'm afraid of is I'm afraid she's going to be bored. You know, we're computer people. If we're not watching TV, we're at our separate computers.
True.
So, you know, I'm just afraid she's going to get bored. You know, 1 week would be one thing, but 3 weeks of this, I don't know. No, Bernick from the Antonio Bale server wants to know, bored with you? No, probably not bored with us. Probably with the lack of us. They'll be at our computers.
Well, we're just going to have to get off the computers a little bit more and spend some time.
Mm-hmm. I think if I can talk Mom onto the show, we will call it the Jethro Silverwing origin story. How did such a sweet little boy end up being... The demon of kid. Mom has no idea what this whole game is about.
No, she's gonna just go, huh?
It'll be question and answer time with Jethel's mom. I mean, I finally got her to understand what, you know, how come everything on your Facebook page says Jethel? Who's Jethel? So, yeah, we'll have Mom up. You know what? We'll go ahead and have Kitty and Urson and Becky, come, Santania, Urson, and Chilaru come up. We'll have a cookout, you know. Hey, get to know Jethel's mom, you know, that kind of thing, you know. Tamriel says, set her up with an EQ2 account. You know what? I tried that with my son. It didn't work out too well. He was bored in, like, you know, a day. Just wasn't his thing. Then again, my son, for some reason, not a computer nerd. He takes after my dad, I guess. You know, he does landscaping, and he's a car. You know, he's turning into a little handyman. Does carpentry and landscaping, and he spends his summers mowing lawns and doing hedges and stuff. And he's turned into my dad's side of the family, which I'm not complaining at all. I understand he laid his first roof when he was like 14. That's something I can't do. I'm afraid of fights. I get up there and I freeze. But yeah, he has no time for he just has no time for video games. You know, he has a computer, of course, and he listens to music, and he does take after me in a fashion. He does sing. If you go to Facebook, let me bring this up. Facebook. Let's see here. If you go to Facebook. And you look up music and Sheldon. Do a search for that. You should come up with the music projects of Sheldon St. Gelais, who is my son. And you can click on the little tab there for band profile and music, and he has some songs that he's done. You know, covers and stuff like that. And I think he may have an original up there, I'm not sure. But he's good. I'll give him that. And we're actually trying to make arrangements for us to do a long distance duet. We gotta find a song. Then I'll provide the instrumental, and he'll sing his part, record only the voice, and send it back to me, and then I'll mix it together with me doing a duet with him. So we're gonna try to do that. So we shall see. So we're gonna have a good time over the holidays with Mom. Mom. Are you looking forward to seeing my mom again?
Yeah.
It's been 5 years. No, four years since you've seen her.
It'll be fine.
I know. All right, let's see here. What else do I have in my notes? There are changes to the marketplace. If you do a slash marketplace, bring that up, you'll notice a new button. Pardon. You'll notice a new button on the lower left hand, on the lower right hand side, that is, that says gift. Whoop, did we lose the stream? Nope, we're going. According to this thing, I'm still going anyway. So, there's a new button that says gift. You can now purchase items on the marketplace and send them to someone. And it's done pretty much like the in-game mail. So you click on something, and instead of buying buy, you hit gift. And then the familiar in-game sending mail window comes up. And you type in the recipient's name, and you can do it cross-server. So I can send something to, oh, let's say, Chiriami on the Fallen server. I can send them something if I wanted to. You know, and just the way you see it there in the in-game chat channel, so it says befallen.chiriami, that's how you would type it in the recipient area. And then put in a subject and a message if you want. Click send, it has you verify the purchase, and boom, you just send someone a gift. Isn't that nice, hon?
I think so.
I think it is, too. You know what? I'm going to try it. Let's find something inexpensive. Let's see. Oops, weapons are kind of expensive. Oh, wait. The Wand of Effervescence, the bubbling wand. I will buy one for you. It's only $1. So, I'm going to go ahead and try this. So, I'm going to hit gift, recipient, El Quinchena. There we go. I'm going to type in a little message. Here's your bubble stick. Here's your bubble stick. I hit send. Are you sure you want to gift one Wand of Effervescence to El Quinchena for 100 station cash? Yes. Please wait while request is being processed. Your gift has been sent.
I have mail.
Already?
That's what it says.
Wow, that was fast. Usually when you're sending an item, it takes like a half an hour. Go ahead and check that out.
I will as soon as I get out of the back 40. Right now I'm out in the back 40.
Ah, you're outside, huh?
Yeah, putting out my druid ring. Somehow I'm missing some druid rings. I've only got 4 of them out here.
I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do it. But it was that. It was just that simple. And this is something that we discuss. You know, the council that I'm a part of. We discussed this a while ago. And I think we pretty much agreed that it was a good idea as long as you don't start, as long as you can't actually send the station cache itself. That way you don't start your own little plat for gold type of thing. You know what I mean? But items are okay. So, like I say on my post on kithacore.org, go ahead and send your sweetie a drooling, slobbering warg for Frostfell. When is Frostfell starting? That's on the 14th, isn't it?
I do not know.
Let me see here. Go back to Kithacore. I have it on our calendar. View the full calendar. Blah, 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 blah. See November. December. Frostfell starts on the 11th of December. So that's just over 2 weeks away. We start Frostfell. Are you excited for Frostfell?
Oh boy.
Not really, huh?
I don't know.
You excited to get behind the work bench again and do nothing but crafting Frostfell stuff?
Oh man.
You know what? That is actually, I went ahead and completed two new Frostfell songs for this year, and that's actually the premise of one of them. Being stuck behind a crafting table while everyone else is out enjoying Frostfell. Because unless they're changing it, and I haven't heard otherwise, and if they have changed it, they kind of screwed my song here. But unless they've changed it, you can only craft Frostfell items during Frostfell. Have to be on those specific workbenches. So there. Of course, now that I've said that, they're going to make it so you can do it all year round, and now I'm screwed. Boy. You didn't get the opportunity to hear that little drop that I put in right before the show started.
No, because I can't.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. But I did some workups of my achievements in my time in EverQuest. We're talking almost 10 years here. And I made a little, you know how they have, like, I'm Mr. T and I'm a Night Elf Mohawk, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Well, I made one for EverQuest, too. And unfortunately, I deleted the text, but, you know, I have the sound thing made. I'm going to make a little video for it and see if the folks at Sony will link it on their official YouTube channel or something. But looking at my total playtime between EverQuest 1 and EverQuest 2, I mean, I'm sure there are people who, you know, a lot more than me, but, you know, 13,000 hours of game time. That's a lot of game time. That's one of the stats I put on there.
That is a long time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, 13,000 divided by 24. No, that didn't turn out right. 13,000 divided by 24. That's a total of 60 days straight. If I did the... No. 541 days straight. If I were, you know, wigged out on Red Bull and Hot Pockets.
That's a lot.
Now, what I found actually interesting is I have actually more game time accumulated in EverQuest 1 that I do in EverQuest 2.
Really?
Well, that's because in EverQuest 1, I was playing 40 hours a week plus. 40 plus hours a week. If I wasn't sleeping or at work, I was in front of my computer playing EverQuest 1. And I'm just not that hardcore with EverQuest 2. So, 282 days in EQ 2. And I think I have something like, 250 some odd days in EQ 1. But you're talking double the time in EQ 2. Year-wise, that is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Okay, I think I got all my druid rings out.
Oh, yeah?
I had one of each.
Okay, but you said you were missing one. Did you find it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Okay. Double checking all my packs. You know, come to realize I got way too much crap.
Yeah, I mean, you're one of these people that actually has a mule to hold all your stuff.
But I like all the druid rings. I can't really pick which one I like the best. Each one of them is a little different from that thing. So I kind of like them both. But I'll make a little garden area out here. I got some benches and some plushies and stuff. And I got all a bunch of trees and...
Yeah. But let me ask you something. The Heroes Festival is going on.
Yeah.
Is it just me? Or I was disappointed.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the Heroes Festival, and it really wasn't much of a festival. I mean, it was really pretty much the same thing as last year with a new prize.
And I got your thingy.
Thingy?
Yep, that was that quick.
Oh, the thing for the gifting.
Yeah. I mean, as soon as you sent it, it came to me. Now, where'd I put it? Yeah. I accepted it, but where'd it go?
It's got to be in your...
Yeah, I know.
Somewhere.
I'm looking.
But that's pretty, that's pretty good. I mean, normally if you're sending an item through in-game mail, it takes, like a half an hour.
So what is this little wand that you sent me?
It looks like the same wand.
It makes bubbles.
Yep, it looks just like the Fiona V wand, except it makes bubbles.
I can go around making bubbles.
Yep.
Cute.
Now that's an item I can see like a Fae having. Just going around, leave a bubble.
Whee! Bubbles!
Yeah. So we talked about the first song that I made for this year's Frostfell. And no, I'm not going to play them until Frostfell is here. But the first one is about being cooped up, doing the crafting while everyone else is out enjoying Frostfell. And that's called Frostfell Wonderland. And then the second one, and I haven't seen her in game in a long time.
I saw her running through keynotes the other day.
But our good buddy Lyra, not a Frostfell elf, I wrote a song about Lyra. Because when you think Frostfell, you think Lyra. How can you not think Lyra? So I wrote a song about Lyra. So I hope she's around to hear it when we start playing it. So I don't know if she's playing an alt or something, but I haven't seen her in a long time.
Now she might be on an alt.
Now, Kiriami is saying that there's no sea floor in Frostfang. Is there not? I don't know.
I thought you could swim in the ocean there.
Now, are you talking the actual Frost Fang or like outside your house? You know, if you like broke out of your house, there's no floor there or something. Or is it the actual Frost Fang? Because if it's, you know, if it's like breaking out of your house and... Okay, Domino says it's not a bug. It's so far down you can't reach it. Hi, Domino. Love you, babe. You know, it's like, I remember EQ1 in the Ocean of Tears. If you had, you know, like Enduring Breath or something like that, or the earring that gave you Enduring Breath, whatever. In Ocean of Tears, you can go like in the ocean and swim and swim and swim, and then everything just drops off. And there's really no bottom to it. So that's nothing new. So, Domino says that's not a bug. Not a bug, don't worry about it, and don't mass bug report it. Where am I? Where am
I? I don't know.
But me being the investigative reporter that I am, I'm going to go to Frost Fang and check that out for myself. Because that's what we do here at the Jethro Silverwing Show. We look for facts and figures and intelligent reporting. No, wait, that's not us. Who is that?
I don't know.
EQ Tuesday, I think. Where do you go for the news? It is the news across NORATH. You go to EQ Tuesday. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show, damn it. Where we have wild speculation and conjecture. Rumors and slander. That's what we have. Oh, the things I could say to slander. One came to mind. I don't think I'm going to do it. Where was I going? Frost Fang. That's the kind of reporting we do here in the Jethro Silverwing Show. We start going somewhere and then completely forget what we're doing. That's our kind of reporting. Now I'm going to have a chocolate malted Whoppers candy. Today's Jethro Silverwing Show has been brought to you by Whoppers, the original malted milk balls. Okay, here I am in Frost Fang. Let's go down to the docks. And I will put on my fishbone earring and use... And I will dive headfirst into the water. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Looks like Frost Fang is on a iceberg. I'm going down. I am under the continent. He's going down, 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 down. So I would say it's not that there's no bottom down here. You're on an iceberg. It floats. Right, hon?
Yes, it floats.
It floats. Down here. Everything floats. Well, and that's it. I can't go down any further. Oh, or am I just stuck on something?
Is it squishy?
No, not squishy, but that's it. I can't go down any further. I'm like spelunking here down next to the iceberg. and my feet are kicking, but I'm not going anywhere. So I have reached the bottom. So let me see here. Slash Loc. I'm at negative 423. So I'm just going to escape out of here. It's going to take me too long to try to swim to the top. So there is a bottom in the sense that you can't get below negative 423. I think that makes sense. Makes sense to you?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, God. I forget. Hitting escape actually puts me over in the newbie area. Why doesn't it put me at the city?
I don't know.
Domino, how come my escape doesn't bring me to the city?
You know, I think it's interesting is when I leave my house, mm-hmm. my Craig Manor, it doesn't pop me right outside. It puts me over by the gate.
It puts you in a safe location.
That's not a safe location.
Oh, wow. Well, it's just like
Not always.
The Craig Manor and the skiff for Kinos actually puts you out just on the other side of that gateway going into the residential areas. So I don't know why it doesn't just put you outside the house. The heck do I know? And for the record, they're talking in the Legion of Kithagor chat here. They're talking about Whoppers. And they make peanut butter and strawberry ones. Nuh-uh. Chocolate all the way.
I like the peanut butter ones.
I don't know. I'm not digging them.
I mean, I do.
They're okay once in a while, but I'm telling you, I could eat Whoppers all day long. The chocolate ones. And the strawberry ones? No, I tried those. See, they're kind of sick. So, you know, peanut butter every once in a while. Chocolate all the way. Strawberry ones, it's kind of like that. No, actually, I was about to say it's kind of like Strawberry Quick. You know, for strawberry milk, but I actually like that. So I won't make that comparison. Hey, we just had a ding. Fallen Rain in the Legion of Kithagor is now a level 84 jeweler. So congratulations to Fallen. There's your blink. Can't call it a ding. It's more of a blink. You know me? Hey, I don't make this stuff. I just play it. All right. So what else we have to talk about here? This may end up being a short show.
I'm just moving shit around out here.
Yeah. All right. Let me, I don't think I have anything else left on my notes. We do have two new items, well, more than two new items, I'm sure, in the last week, but new today in the marketplace are a couple of wargs, fire wargs.
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't light your fire, huh?
No, I'm a horse. I want a horse. So that one and that one. And they're both 65% run speed. One increases your combat. The other one increases your focus and mitigation.
I think they look good. Oh, isn't there some armor or something too?
New armor?
Or appearance stuff you were telling me about?
Well, last week they came out with the Fire Blighted Vanguard armor. You know what? They fixed those overlays that I was talking about last week.
Yeah.
For the most part. But now it appears, unless... No. Still can't. I wish there was a way we could actually link these items in the chat channels. Really wish we could. Well, we can't.
Sorry. Which items?
Any of them now. I mean, they did fix the overlay, so you can now bring up the dressing room window. But you're still unable to examine the item outside of the marketplace. Or at least I'm not seeing it. Oh, wait, there we go. You hit shift and click the icon, and it shows up.
See, I figure you'd figure out a way.
There we go. So I hit shift and click the item. There we go. There we go. You hit shift and click the item, and then you can link it into a chat window. So there we go. That's the new fire-blighted Vanguard armor, but that was new last week. And there's some new casual clothes that are available. And now that I can link them. So there's that one, and that one. The orange and black crates. Now, of course, just like the casual citizen clothing, each one of them has three different shades. So, you know, for the $3 you're spending on that crate, you're getting three complete sets of casual wear on that. So that's not bad. But of course, you know, some people have a problem with the marketplace. Oh, they want to spend real money on an in-game thing. Well, then don't. That's always been my stance on it. If you don't like it, don't use it.
I think I'm at a standstill for the moment on decorating.
Oh, yeah? Oh, Domino is saying that the Fire Blighted has a on-fire effect.
Yes,
That doesn't show up in the preview. Well, well, well. But you have to be wearing the armor.
True.
I wonder if you can wear just a piece of the armor and still have that effect. Let me take a look at the descriptions here. Fireblighted. The descriptions. Curious. Don't say. Maybe it might be just a chest piece. I'm not sure. So I would actually like to have a thing that makes it look like I'm on fire. That'd be cool. Okay, Domino's saying it's the chest piece. So if you don't like the rest of it, you can just have the chest piece. And all the pieces are heirlooms, so you can pass them on to a to one of your alts.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Now again, they are appearance only and they have no stats. It's just how it should be. And I think, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give a congratulations to Lanessa. Lanessa of the Silver Circle, who just announced that she just got 250 AAs.
Wow.
Is that maxed? What's max?
Yeah, that's max.
That's max. All right. Well, congratulations to Lanessa. I don't know if she's listening or not. But I'll give her a... well, I don't have an AA ding here, so I'll just do the trade skill ding. There we go. So I'll give her that. Congratulations. You know, I think we are going to end up just going ahead and have a short show. We're running out of stuff to talk about.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not your fault, hon. Just, you know, just running out of stuff to talk about. Of course, we'll have a lot to talk about when Frostfell comes out. Frostfell comes out in 2 weeks. Mom comes out in 2 weeks. Tendo from the Legion of Kithcore wanted to know what's the newest things at the marketplace. I don't think he's in our... I don't think he's in the OGR channel. So I will link those again. Market. Place. There we go. So I will link those again in the OGR channel. On the, Legion channel, that is. There we go. There we are. Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to go ahead and cut it short here.
Fine.
Hmm?
I said fine.
Fine, be that way. Cut it short, you bastard. See if I care. Right? Is that it?
Yeah.
I see how you are. Let me see here. I may be saying something. I don't know. Oh, yeah, they want to know if Abe Bagoda is still alive. I completely forgot about that one. Let's check. Abe Bagoda. Abe Bagoda is still alive, yes.
That's a good thing.
We love Abe Bagoda. He's a good guy. Oh, let's see. Am I going to sing something tonight? I might. May as well. Yeah, I'll do it. Do you want to say goodbye now or after I sing?
After you sing.
All right.
Unless you want me to just go away now.
Go away, leave you. No, no. Just mute your mic. Okay, she's muted her mic. Now I can talk about her. Oakland, are you with me? Have you given up?
No. I'm here.
There you are. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah. Did I bore you to death yet?
No.
I sang our song.
I heard.
You like that
song. It's a little different listening to it without music.
Yeah, I know, I know. Okay. Well.
Well, what?
Well, I think that's about it for this week. Pretty much just run out of stuff to talk about, and well, the singing brought us, you know, a half an hour closer to our ending date anyway. So, can't complain. But, I think next week we might have more to talk about. Who knows? I might have a guest, I might not. We'll see who we can dig up.
Dig up.
We'll dig someone up. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest this week, John Wilkes Booth. Yeah. That's digging up a guest, everyone. Have any shout-outs? Anyone you want to say hi to?
I'm drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank. How about the Arcane Masters?
Yep. Always.
Always every one of the Arcane Masters. Legion of Kithacor.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Saya's Hammer is going on right now. I think they're going on for another hour. If you guys want to head on down, Saya's Hammer, that's Antonia Bale server, Nettleville Hollow in the inn. Just visit Saya's Hammer. That's P-S-I-A Hammer. And I think that's, yeah, that's just about it. Alright, until next week. Jethro Silverwing Show for the 23rd of November, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone in America, in the United States, I should say. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and don't, you know, completely engorge yourself on turkey and stuff like that.
What do you mean? Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Well, you don't kill yourself on it. Oh, and of course, our buddy Tendo in Japan. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And I think that's going to be about it. All right, folks. Good night. Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.